G'day and welcome to Partakers and Creation Book Corner with Claire. Over to you, Claire.
Our Christian faith is about much more than turning up on Sunday mornings or growing our churches. Each and every one of us is called to make the world a better place. The only trouble is, if only we all knew how. With 7 billion people on this planet, human life is complicated and very, very large. What can one person do to make a difference? Some individuals, like Martin Luther King, can make a big difference to an entire country. But most of us are not called by God to act on such a large scale, because small scale makes a difference too. When large numbers of people choose to do the good they're capable of, the world becomes a much kinder place. Lots of people nowadays are talking about how Twitter and Facebook have changed our outlook. With these social media, we can watch and communicate with those in power in an unprecedented way. It's an amazing thing, but also far too seductive. As a Christian, have you ever wasted hours of your time being indignant online because you think it's going to help a cause of social or environmental justice? I have. I've no doubt that making a noise for justice online is a good thing, and that for some people it is a special calling from God. But for the rest of us, it's a lot of effort in an arena where we may not be at our most effective. This week, I've decided to try something different. I've realised that my main power to make a difference rests not in how much noise I make online, but in which corporations I vote for with my money. When I buy food from a farm that genuinely loves animals, that is a powerful vote of support for animal rights. In my opinion, it's worth more than 100 tweets or Facebook posts. So, I've decided to try an experiment. For 2 months, I'm going to stop making a noise for social and environmental justice online. I'm going to put all of that campaigning energy into making shopping choices that support justice for all creation. I've got quite a big task ahead of me. Among other things, I've got to cut down on the amount of packaged food I buy, and check whether animal products are ethically sourced. Whew! I feel exhausted just thinking about it. But the question is, what are you going to do? Speak to you again next week. Take care and God bless.
Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers. www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something added to encourage you in your Christian walk. Thank you.